If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right, it's time for our Noodaloo 2. And our Noodaloo 2 feature is sponsored by ComEd. Let me think how I'm going to tell you what this is. It's awesome. Take a listen.
This weekend's Noodaloo 2 is a movie theater small enough to fit in your pocket. Really, the Riff 6 Cube is a portable mobile projector that's super small, coming in at only 2 inches by 2 inches. It'll project an image from your iPhone screen up to 120 inches. It connects not only to your iPhone, but really any smartphone, Android, computer, laptop, Kindle, iPad. When you open your Riff 6, you kind of feel like you just bought something from Apple. It's really clean, very neat, and simple looking. It comes with a projector, a remote, a tripod, and a bunch of cables that are a little confusing, but once you figure out the right one to use, it's not so bad. You just connect whatever you want to play, and within literally seconds, it's mirroring it up on a wall, on a ceiling, or a screen. We actually set up a little blanket out in our backyard, and after dusk one night, we projected the movie Tangled up on our fence. The kids loved it. I also read that if you read in bed at night and have trouble seeing the pages, some people actually connect the cube to their Kindle, and then you can read your book up on the ceiling with those huge enlarged pages. And also, of course, it's great for the office. Lou, this would be really great for you to carry around with you when you do those PowerPoint presentations that you do. The Riff 6 goes for $269 on Amazon, or you can find out more at riff6.com. As usual, I will put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also up on Facebook, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone, project it on your ceiling with the Riff 6, and vibe about it. That's this week's Noodaloo 2.
Okay, say the website.
Riff6.com.
Spell it, because it sounds, it's hard to hear.
R-I-F, like Frank, 6.com. The letter, the number 6.
R-I-F-S-I-X.
Just the number, six. RIF6.com. Okay. Or go to our Facebook page and I'll link it up.
All right. I think we're going to have to change the feature, because I think this is 2 weeks in a row that the Noodaloo 2 is actually a Noodle Lindsay 2.
I know.
Because
I'm
you don't
over.
Care. Yeah, you're taking over.
I don't want to share this one.
I know. Believe me, I'm never going to see it. Describe how big this thing is.
It is. I sent you a picture. There's actually a picture that we posted on Facebook.
I know. I'm having you describe it for the listeners. Remember, this is radio.
I know. I'm leading people to your Facebook page.
Oh, got it.
Like you.
On Facebook, at Lou Manfredini.
It's 2 inches by 2 inches. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's a square shape. It's so easy.
I have an ice cube maker that I put in my Manhattan glass that makes a 2 inch by 2 inch ice cube. That I had last night, by the way. It's that big.
I can throw this thing in my purse, throw it in my, and keep it next to your bed. Did you hear the part about reading on the ceiling? I thought that
part
was
so
awesome.
That's so cool.
And it really has good projection. I mean, I sent you a picture last night. Mm-hmm. It got a little buggy outside, so we moved inside. But I projected the movie up on our just on the wall, and it was huge. And the girls were up on it, and they were trying to touch Rapunzel on the wall, because it was this huge. It was like a movie theater.
Does the cube plug in for a power source, or does it have a battery on it?
It is a battery operated. It is
okay. So it has it. So you plug it in and charge it up. So it has a lithium ion battery in it, and then it connects via Bluetooth.
No, you do have to connect it. The only flub that I came across, there are two flubs that I've come across with it. It comes with all these cords in the box, and they're all nicely labeled, and they connect to
The box, like you said, it feels like you're opening up an iPhone. It's very well put together.
Right. There's a cord for, an Android or for your computer, HDMI. You do have to, which I think is kind of stinky, because iPhone user. I mean, there's more iPhone users in the world right now. You have to buy a separate AV adapter if you're going to play things off of your iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it uses that their So do you plug in the actually, I think there's more Android users.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I think tech. So in other words, you plug it into where you would charge your iPhone, not the auxiliary jack.
Right, right.
Okay, so you need, they have an adapter so that it goes into that, what is that called? Not a firewire. What's that called? Like, Apple has a name for it.
A little plug-in. A little plug thing.
We're very technical. So you plug that in.
Yeah.
Which I get because you probably you're taking a lot of information coming off that phone, and so now if I have a movie, or in other words, I could go to YouTube or Netflix on my phone and watch Game of Thrones,
right?
And go through this cube, and it takes that image. What about the audio?
That was my other flaw. There is an internal speaker that comes with the cube, but there's also a headphone jack, which is what we just plugged in an external speaker right into the headphone jack when we were watching the movie last night. I mean, it'll work.
Oh, so wait. So then I could take one of those little Bluetooth speakers that plug in too.
Oh, like, you
right. Know how,
yes.
Right, because they also have a plug. Mm-hmm. So there's an audio jack that you plug in, you put the speaker in, then you could do it all there.
Absolutely.
So you could carry this around. Everything you needed could fit in a purse or a briefcase.
Right, and you don't even need the speaker. There is a speaker that's attached. It's just not like movie quality where, it is so cool. And it's so easy. Plug it right into your computer, which is what we watched it off of. And within 3 seconds, all of a sudden, you've got a huge projection on your wall.
Wow.
Very cool.
I'm never, ever going to get my hands on this.
I might invite you over for a movie, a backyard movie.
But and how much is it?
It's about $269 on Amazon.
Yeah, but the point about you were saying when I do all these presentations, if I was going to buy a projector to plug my computer into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, easily.
Those projectors are thousands of dollars.
Easily, right.
And the quality of this is just as good.
Yes. Yes.
You would have no qualms of me going to do because you helped me with these presentations.
Right.
If I bought this cube and I set it up there and I just plugged my computer into it and I go with my little clicker all day long.
Yes. It's that easy.
Wow. All right. Give the website one more. Give the Facebook page one more time.
I just put a link up on Facebook.com, just like Lou Manfredini. We'll also put it up on WGNRadio.com and VibeScore.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.